Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5385, Baruch Hashem, Chof Nisan, the 20th of Nisan, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this letter to Arava Chosid with the titles over here. Is it Chayim Moshe Sheyichya Weber? We had several letters to Rebbe Moshe Weber. And Rebbe Moshe Weber, who became very connected to the Rebbe in the Mifzoyim, it was a Mashpia. So the Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the eve of Chagamatzes, the time of our freedom, and also the telegram that preceded it. The Rebbe says, I look forward to good news in what you write in there. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you are so short in a place, paraphrasing the Mishnah, that place where they say that you should be long. Why are you so short? Whether it involves the testing of the students in Tomchei Tmimim in France, and also as it relates to your Fabrengen, the Hisvadus, after you came back to the Holy Land, whether it was in Teres Emes or also in amongst the Anash in other places, for sure the Rebbe says you will do this. And the Rebbe says, Rebbe prays that you should write in detail, greatest detail possible, because in such a case, the more you detail, the more praiseworthy it is. And let the contents be something that will make happy, both physically and spiritually. And the Rebbe says, he had come from the Rebbe, on his way back, the Rebbe asked him to stop by in France to test the students, and then he made a Fabrengen in the Holy Land, and this is what the Rebbe in Eretz HaKodesh, and this is what the Rebbe wants him to give a bigger report. And the Rebbe uses, also paraphrase the Megillah, Kol HaMarbe HaZeh Mishubach. The Rebbe uses Kol HaMefare, the more detail is more praiseworthy, and it should be something that will rejoice. The report should be a rejoicing one, physically and spiritually. So the Rebbe said, this also includes to report also your good activities, yours and your wife, may she live, in as befitting to what we discussed when you were here. And the Rebbe says a blessing for good news and all the above. Again, because of the sanctity of the Yom Tov, the Rebbe didn't sign it by himself, and it was signed by the secretary. So this Rabbi Weber wrote to the Rebbe a report on his way back, and he discussed with the Rebbe, but the Rebbe wants him to give a longer, better report, and also his own activities, and the Rebbe blesses him with good news and all the above, and the secretary is signing in the name of the Rebbe.